Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a reservation code.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with that code.
2311-2801-0057-3167.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file here. And who am I speaking with?
Steve Pasco.
All right. Steve, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. All right. And Steve, what's the name of the business you're calling with?
AAA General Contracting, Inc.
Okay. And then how about, what's the best number to reach at in case we get disconnected?
603-553-6516.
Okay, perfect. All right. Looks like we have you guys, the billing address is P.O. Box 615 in East Hampstead, New Hampshire. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. And then how about, you know, as far as the structure of the business, are you guys incorporated? S-Corp, okay.
Yeah, S-Corp, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. How long have you been in business over there?
27.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. So, you know, what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer. It looks like it was for both equipment financing and some working capital.
Okay.
We do have a lot of different programs within those. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm looking for either a credit line or a line to use for, you know, I've got a lot of receivables that run mostly between 30 and 60 days. We do a lot of 203K bank work, which requires us to buy the material and start the work, and we get paid as the work progresses. So it revolves, you know, it requires a revolving line for funds to keep the project rolling. And that's pretty much what I'm looking for.
All right, I see. Okay, so do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
$100,000.
$100,000, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that primarily, is it materials or is it payroll? What type of...
Combination.
Okay, sure. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And then any idea how soon you wanted to get it in place?
You know, it's not a rush, but as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. And you said this, you know, the 30-60, is that a continual thing? How often does that happen?
Well, we do work for example, one of our clients is Home Depot. They contract us to do house remodels as Fannie Mae gives them to them. So they'll give me a paint and some remodeling work, and I'll get in and do that. So it's a constant revolving thing.
Oh, I see.
You know, you work, get paid. You work, get paid. And then I've got other work that I bill out. I mean, I've got zero in non-collectible receivables. I mean, you know, everybody pays. It's just sometimes you get caught in the middle where you got too many jobs going on and the cash isn't moving as fast as, you know. I mean, it moves and it comes through, and they stay within the terms. It's just revolving and keeping everything going.
Absolutely. I got the picture.
I mean, I've got average receivables are probably about $150,000 average a month.
Okay.
So that's kind of the volume of business that we're doing at this time.
I gotcha. What do you guys do for your...
I'm full doc. I mean, I've got all tax returns, bank statements, anything that would be required.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay, here's a question for you. What do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue for top line?
Top line, 2014, I think it was around 800,000, but then in 2015, I have my accountant. I'm on an extension. We didn't do the actual return yet, but I think my sales are probably around 1.2 to 1.4, and then this year is going to be even higher.
Oh, okay.
Like our bank statements, like this month, this year, I probably have $800,000 to $900,000 in deposits, which are my sales so far this year. So we're probably on track to do probably $1.5 million or so.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. All right. And then how about, you know, how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit, if I pulled it, I just had it pulled. I think it was just under 700. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. The reason my score is not, my payment history is just about perfect.
Uh-huh.
I own a lot of real estate as well. So I've got a $10 million portfolio of real estate rental property. And I have cash flow coming from that as well. So what happens is I buy, I've got amount of loans, millions of loans. When the credit report or the credit card company populates or whatever about what your score is, you see all these loans and they don't see the income attached to those loans. So
sure.
It's kind of, you know, I got all this stuff hitting my, going against my monthly bills, but they don't see the income side. So my score's never been over 720, you know.
Okay.
So that's kind of the reason why my credit's where it's at. If you look at my payment history, just about perfect payment on every account. So you
okay,
say,
nice.
Oh, why doesn't it, you know, your score should be 850, but that's not how it works. You know that.
Yeah, hey, and you know, really, when it comes to a score is just an intro to what the credit profile actually is. Like, you know, not all 700s are created equal. Some 700s, you know, when they do have, you know, like they're not leveraged, but they miss payments, that's going to hurt a whole lot more than a 700 like your case. I see where you're coming from.
And anything in the past, you know, your 3 to 5 year past that I may have missed here or there, they're either a small payment, there's an explanation, I usually do a letter of explanation to a bank. And I've never been turned down. I get $2.8 million loan, one for 500, one for 800. I just got approved for 1.6. So, you know, with my profile, I qualify for on my real estate business. I qualify for, the loans all the time. I've never been turned down, on anything. Cause I make sure the numbers work before I present it.
I got you. Now,
I'm talking about my construction side.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say those loans are probably structured a little differently. They're probably secured with the real estate.
Well, they are. Yeah.
And
that's why I say that's kind of a different thing, but. My credit and my explanations of anything in the past that I may have had, you know, always suffices when it comes to obtaining credit, even with an unsecured line of credit, like with Yardi, for example, who's they back the Citibank, Home Depot commercial accounts for some of them. You know, they gave me, in the beginning, they gave me 25, and they bounced it up to 50 with no problem because they saw the volume and the payment history and. You know, and that's unsecured, and it's based off of this business that I'm calling about, you know.
Okay, nice, nice.
So, yeah.
I see. Okay, so is that the only line of credit that the business has right now?
I don't have any other lines of credit. I have two company credit cards, like a Visa or a MasterCard, and I have the account with Home Depot, which is backed by Yardi, but it's basically a Home Depot commercial account.
Okay.
I've got, you know, I've got a supply house. Lumber and a plumbing supply house account, you know, but that's pretty much it.
I see. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, from the looks of it, if that line that you have, or, you know, close to it is about 50, seems like your needs are probably a little higher than that, especially if it's coming up, you know, how often, like how, I guess when it happens in succession, how long in between does it happen that you're behind, or is it just constantly like that?
That I'm what?
Where you're waiting on payment.
It's not all the time. I mean, it's the thing. No, well, the thing is, I like to keep reserves in my account. So
sure.
If I have reserves in my account, I always make it work because I just use the reserves to carry me until I get to the next check. You know what I mean? Like right now, I just did a job for Home Depot, $20,000. The job's $22,000. The job's complete. I'm paid. All my expenses on that job are paid. I'm waiting on a $22,000 check. I have the money to cover my costs and all that in my reserve. So technically, I don't need this line. But I'd rather pay juice on a line and have reserves because it just makes me feel more comfortable, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been doing this for a long time. Sometimes an opportunity comes up and you need cash right away. you know, and, you know, if I'm using my reserves for that, I can't use my cash for other opportunities. So
exactly that. You know, cash flow.
And, you know, that's why people borrow from banks. You know, we borrow from banks for multiple reasons, but, you know, somebody might say, well, why do I have a mortgage? Like, some of my mortgages on my properties, I don't particularly need to take a mortgage on everyone. Mm-hmm. And somebody will say, why? Why? Because I can amortize it. I could basically deduct all the interest
exactly
over
that.
The time and use that money to do something else. So I've got, you know, 15, 16 rental properties making me money, and I'm using the bank's money, but I'm still making money because that's the cash flow. And then I'm taking the money that I could have paid some of those off, and I'm using it for other stuff, making money there. So, but a lot of people, you understand because you're in banking, but a lot are lending. A lot of people don't get all that because they can't grasp around it. You know, it's use money.
The way you just put it is exactly what these programs do. I mean, all of it, even being able to write off the interest, that sort of thing. And it's all about having that cash on hand.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Sure, go for it.
Before you go on. So it says repay up to 72 months. Like, I'm not particularly looking for a long term, but I get these inquiries and I get these letters sent to me all the time. I get phone calls 2, 3, 4 times a week. A lot of companies that they do it off your credit card processing. Who does it off your bank account, a daily withdrawal? What type of structure is your lending, and how are the payments made on it?
Absolutely. So we have all of those programs. I mean, we do off the credit cards. We do straight from the bank accounts. We have dailies. We got monthlies. We got weeklies. The terms for what you're looking for here, it's more on the side of unsecured cash. The 72 months is going to be for secured. That's we really do that more on the side of financing equipment. For the unsecured side, typically because of the use of them, is primarily for, you know, this sort of thing where you're waiting on payments, where you don't want to set it up on, you know, a 5-year term where you're paying the extra interest that comes with that. So these terms actually are more on the short term side. So it's anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And what we do is we get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then work backwards from there. So you kind of decide, you know, how much you would need, and you can take anything up to the approval amount. So you decide what you need, when you need it, and then match the term that fits with your business model. So if you're looking at needing, you know, 100,000 where you're on a net 60, you can set it up so you get 100,000 and set it up on a term that matches that. Maybe 3 months. I mean, you could do 6, you could do a year. But, I mean, in that case, 3 years isn't going to make sense.
If you use that money, so in other words, if you use that money, then you pay it off in... But see, if I did something with lending, I mean, I'm not going to borrow for 2 months. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, give me a scenario on a 2-year payback, $100,000 with the credit that I'm describing. Just give me a scenario or a ballpark. Because what I'm afraid of is that all the lenders and all these companies do the same thing. They're charging, you know, I had a guy that wants to charge 20% for a year. And I don't even know that includes all the little costs involved, you know.
Yeah.
And he wants to take it out daily. I can't do that. It's going to be a monthly withdrawal. It's fine. But it can't be a daily thing. That's annoying to me. And one day my account goes down too low and it skips, then I get trouble and charges on top of it. So, you know, I'd be looking at a monthly payment and, you know, anywhere from 18 to 24 months payback. Is there any way you can give me an idea what that might cost me?
Yeah, so it's hard to give you an actual, you know, ballpark answer because it depends on a few things, but I can break it down for you. Now, I mean, in order to do it, we take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements, so we analyze the cash flow for the business. So the ending balances on the account are going to come into effect when it comes to that because it factors in on the risk. Loans are all risk-based, right? So the ending balances is something that we got to take into account there. So it can fluctuate a little, but generally we start at about 10 cents on the dollar if you're talking like that, I think you said like a 2-year term. Now, it starts there and it'll move up depending on the risk that comes from, you know, ending balances, the cash flow, the personal credit's a factor, the industry that you're in. You guys, I mean, you're a general contractor, which is pretty much the majority of what we do. So it's a solid spot. So you would be looking at something along the lines of, say you borrow $100,000, you'd pay back like $120,000. And we don't assign an interest rate to it. It's just it's a cost of funds. So on that $120,000 that you would pay back, you would set it up on your term. Say you're talking 2 years. With that, we offer discounts for paying it off early. So that $120,000, it's not going to fluctuate going up like an interest rate would over time. The only way it changes is if you pay it back early, you would get a discount on the remaining interest. Now, also with that interest cost, you're still eligible to deduct that interest cost, the same as you would amortize on the other loans that we were talking about.
Okay. All right. So theoretically, I borrow $100,000, I pay back $120,000, 2 year payback, and then based on how frequent the payment is, if it's every month, basically it's 24 into 120,000. So roughly $5,000.
So again, I have to be responsible on my end here and just let you know, like, I can't give you a ballpark because it can fluctuate so much depending on all these different factors. Now, also with the term, the 2 year term, you got to qualify for the term too. Usually for first time lenders, 2 years or first time borrowers, 2 years is usually the top end that I see for as far as length. Yeah. I told you it goes out to 3, but for first time borrowers, 2 is pretty much the extent. Also, I want to give you some honest feedback on the payback, right? So for first time borrowers, monthly payback is very rare. We would have weekly options. That might fit a little better into, you know, how you're feeling compared to the daily. I mean, we do have daily options too, but I understand what you're saying. If you're in a situation right now where, you know, the cash flow, you know, the cushion isn't there sometimes, daily can be scary. Just, you know, for one day
you get low. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry about that. My average balances are, you know, between $30,000 and $50,000 at any given time.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's not like I'm running accounts down to 1,000 or 2. It's just that, you know, and if I know that, you know, I don't particularly run my business and run my balances because I have multiple operating accounts. There's 3 accounts. So, you know, one might be $1,000 at the end of the month and one might be $50,000 and one might be $10,000, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, that's kind of the way that my accounts run. But, you know, I've always got funds sitting, like I said, make sure that I, you know, and then sometimes they'll dip down because of the receivables. And then they'll bump up. Like I had 1 month, month or two ago, I had like 200,000+ in deposits. The month before that might have been 140, and then it might have gone down to 70, and it might have gone down to 50, but then it might go back to 180. I mean, you know, and the other person I've been talking to, see the whole, my problem is this. What was your first name again?
My name's Sam.
Sam. All right, so Sam, my problem is this. Everybody wants to pull your personal credit before they give you a rate. So my personal credit score doesn't really matter, right? Because if I tell you it's a 700 or a 690 and I give you a copy of my credit report, recent, and you can see it and you can see the number, and then you do the analysis based on the information that you asked for, bank statements, whatever else.
Yeah.
I should be able to get a deal within the limits of, I told you it's a 690. You know, it comes back at 680. Well, it could vary 10 points in a day or two because it depends on what's there. But as long as my score is right in around where I said and I give you my credit report to look at my payment history, I don't want to pull my credit until I know what you're charging because the companies are all over the place. It depends on this and the daily balances and the ending balances. So to me, it's like I don't want to be tricked into pulling my credit, which is very important to me. Well, not tricked, but I don't want to pull my personal credit because of the amount of real estate that I buy. I don't want to pull my credit just to pull my credit and pull my chain and say, oh, I can get you this, and then it turns out to be double the cost.
Understandable.
You know? So if at this point, Sam, you're confident that if I got you information that you need and a copy of my credit report if you want it and verbally tell you where my score is going to come in, I could actually pull my score on Credit Karma, for example, and I can snapshot it and send that to you, would that be sufficient to get the ball rolling to give me an idea where I'm going to be at? Because without that,
I follow what you're saying, and I completely understand, especially if you have been talking to, you know, other, you know, finance companies. I kind of know how that game goes. A lot of my customers deal with a lot of them, right? So, you know, to give you honest feedback here, I can't give you an exact answer without the underwriting department actually looking at the actual credit report itself that they pull. But what I can do is just gather the preliminary information, you know, take a look at the bank accounts, the tax return, you know, get all the information that I need. I can take it over to somebody that I know in underwriting, have them give it a preliminary look, and then let me know kind of, again, it's hard to give a range, but they can give me kind of an honest assessment of close to what we would be looking at. Now, that's not typically, it's not typically how we do things, just because, like, we really try not to give an estimate on an approval without an actual approval, because so many factors can differ. And I don't want to tell you one thing and then come back with another for just that reason. It's just wrong. Like, but
right. I get it. And I appreciate your honesty, but what I don't get is the fact that I've borrowed millions and millions of dollars over the years. I've bought and flipped 100 properties. Uh-huh. I've done more business than business. I've done a lot of stuff. I'm a little guy. I'm one man show. I use mostly subcontractors. But the thing is, I can't fathom when I hear that they can't do it without the credit report that they pulled. It's not any different than the credit report I'm pulling. The only difference might be is the type of score that you're pulling might be different than the score that I pull. But at the end of the day, if I gave all full disclosure on all my documents and gave them my credit report, the important thing about a credit report to me and most of the lenders that I have a good relationship with is what the payments say. Did I make my payments on time? Do I have delinquent accounts? Do I have collection accounts? Do I have any lawsuits? You know,
and quite honestly, that's what matters most to us too. That's what matters most to us too.
Right. So what I'm saying is my credit report that I pull is going to be the same thing that you're going to get when it comes to that information. The only difference is the score may be different based on if I'm going to open a debit card, a credit card, or I'm opening a bank account, or I'm getting insurance, or if I'm getting an actual loan. I know how the game works. So what's the difference? Why wouldn't they be able to give me a pretty good idea where I'd be at if I provide what I'm saying, you know? The fact that it's all still contingent on the credit report that you pull or any lender pulls, to me, is a tough sale for me because, you know, that tells me it's still an open-ended checkbook, you know, like it's, you know, the interest, it could be anything. Because there could always be a reason to say it's higher because of this, that, or the other thing. But, you know, if you saw all the payment history and you saw the fact that there's no collections, no bankruptcies, nothing like that, then why wouldn't you be able to be pretty close? Pretty close.
Yeah, not and exact, actually, what close. And what I can do, and I'm not in underwriting, right? So, like, I don't get that deep into the credit analyzing aspect of it when it comes to matching that with, you know, the type of rate that you're going to get. But what I am able to do is I can look at all that preliminary information, the bank accounts, the tax return, that sort of thing, and take a look at the credit report that you send me, and I can very easily tell. First off, I can tell you the total amount that it seems like we would be able to get you approved for. Now, the areas that it's going to fluctuate a little are going to be the term and, you know, the actual rate that you're going to be looking at. But from that, I can tell you, I can take a look and see if you're at least going to be in the top tier, the middle tier, or the lower tier and give you initial feedback on that. Now, to give you a specific, it's just something that we can't do. I mean, to be 100% honest with you, that's just the policy of the bank, you know. We can't give an approval without actually going through the full process. Now, to give you a little feedback on the credit side of it, when we do pull credit, we only pull from one of the three reporting agencies. We use Experian. I mean, that could be some useful information for you there.
Right.
But it's, we pull from one, not all three, which is a little different than what I know some other companies do. So I'll throw that out there for you. But, you know, at the very least, it definitely seems like, you know, your profile matches up with people that we do business with all the time. You seem to have a need for the cash where it would, you know, actually serve a use to the business. So I think it would probably be worthwhile to at least get some preliminary feedback. Another kind of point of information I want to throw at you here is the way that these things work. On the first time that you borrow, kind of like how I told you, the weekly payments and the two-year terms really come into play with first time or second time. It's a renewable source of capital, right? So if this is coming up multiple times, we set you up on the first one. Once you get midway through that term, it's actually 40%. 40% through that term, you're then eligible for refinancing, additional funds, and the terms get much longer, the rates get lower, your payback options get much more flexible. So I just want to make sure that's established, that you understand that, you know, establishing the relationship really opens up the opportunity here moving forward. So if it's something that you're considering, that's an important point to remember. Now, in order to give you, you know, some preliminary feedback here, really the only things that I would need from you are the application, the bank statements, and a tax return.
Okay.
And then from there, we can kind of, I can, you know, narrow it down, let you know which tier you're going to be in at the very least, give you some feedback on that, and then we can decide if we want to go for an approval.
Okay.
All right. Sound in line with what you're looking for here?
Yeah. Send me an email, and I'll use that to reply back to.
Okay. What's a good email?
My email, you want to use AAA General at Outlook.com.
Okay, so that's AAA General at Outlook.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put together an email right now. It'll have the application. Okay. It'll have just that short list of what I need, and you'll have all of my contact information. So if you have questions, you can call me directly. You can shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, I'll send it your way now.
Appreciate your help. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. Thanks a lot, Steve.